Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. So the combine is in the rearview mirror, and the month of March from a collegiate standpoint means pro days for a lot of these players. Here's where now the players will get a chance to work out for the respective NFL teams on their campuses. Also going concurrently with all this is the NFL free agency period. This is where the real nuts and bolts of the team are going to start getting established. You have your core players, but every team in the National Football League changes each year. Just a note on the combine from this past weekend. One thing they have to know about all this is these numbers that come out are not the end-all be-all. They're just part of an evaluation process, just part of a measuring stick. The most important component is how a guy plays football. When he sits down with the respective teams, can he go up on the board when they ask a player to draw something? Does he understand the business that he's getting into? Obviously, you can sway opinions by what you do at the combine or what you do at your pro day and maybe get people more interested. But the bottom line is, teams are looking for guys that can play football, that can make plays on the field. And the best resume that all these players will bring to the table is what they did in the collegiate ranks, not just as a senior, but maybe as a junior as well, because there's always a lot of extenuating circumstances. The one thing I caution all of you Giants fans out there, though, is this is also the lying season. Here's where teams are floating out all different kinds of information. The rumor mill is spinning. Don't pay attention to it. The most important thing to know as a Giants fan is the Giants never tip their hand. They're not one of the teams that likes to throw stuff out there. They play things close to the vest. That's their style. And then they try to make the pick that they feel is best for their football team that will give them the best chance to win. And they are not swayed by public opinion. That thing is for certain. And that's why over the last 26 years, they're the only team in the National Football League that's won 4 Super Bowl trophies. That's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on Giants.com.